This is a language and literature higher level individual oral conference. This is the first meeting with my teacher where I am trying to get some advice on what to do for my individual oral. Good morning, Mr. Valentine.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good. So I was looking at, I think I've decided I'm going to work with Macbeth and a World War I poster coming out of the UK titled Daddy, What Did You Do in the Great War that we studied in our Language and War unit. I'm really looking at two different ideas. One, either of masculinity, because I really like Lady Macbeth, and one of fatherhood, because obviously the poster is so much about fatherhood. What are your thoughts?
I think both of those are viable options, definitely. But I think you really need to kind of get a better sense of, you know, what are the specifics of what you want to explore within those? Because they're very broad ideas at this stage, right?
Yeah. Okay, so in... I think I'm looking at the global issue of identity mm-hmm. and what does it mean to be a father, mm-hmm. or the global issue of identity and what does it mean to be a man. Mm-hmm. And I would like to look at, if it's what does it mean to be a man, I'd like to use Lady Macbeth in either Act 1, Scene 5 or Act 1, Scene 7, where she is so almost condescending or just kind of rips Macbeth apart. And if I'm using fatherhood, I'd like to use Act 4, Scene 2, where Lady Macduff is talking to Ross about her husband. Mm-hmm. And I think within that, I'm looking at, like, how do we view ourselves? What does it mean to be this type of mm-hmm. of person?
Okay, so you've got two options. So why don't we have a look at what you think about the specifics of either of those scenes? And you start with whichever one you feel more confident in to start with. Doesn't matter whether it's...
Okay. So Act 4, Scene 2, I like mm-hmm. the idea of fatherhood. Act 4, Scene 2, Lady Macduff is talking to Ross, and she's saying... She's just like... My husband being smart, wisdom? No. To leave his wife, to leave his babes, his titles, everything else, like, the man's mad. This is treacherous in many respects. And so I like the ways in which Shakespeare is using this character with which to then characterize Macduff. Mm-hmm. And of course we know Macduff's intentions are great, but he also does leave them and they do die. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really interesting kind of thing that I think I can explore in the
Okay, so roughly where, what, you know, what kind of lines are we looking at? If you're choosing an extract.
Yeah, so there's the beginning of Act 4, Scene 2, there's 30 lines. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more before Ross exits, but I can end with fathered he is, and yet he's fatherless, which mm-hmm. is a perfect ending. And I think I could start, if I start at the beginning, it would be 30, but I think it's a bunch of, like, context at the start. Mm-hmm. So I think that line of wisdom, to mm-hmm. leave his wife and his babes, which sets exactly what I want up about fatherhood, which is in direct contrast to Daddy, What Did You Do in the Great War? Mm-hmm. Yes, he left his wife and his babes, presumably, but, well, if he had a wife and babes, mm-hmm. who knows, right, because this is situational. Mm-hmm. But he's returned, mm-hmm. and Macduff, of course, has no one to return to. Okay.
Where do you absolutely have to go to include everything?
Father. The father he is, and yep. he is fatherless.
Okay,
perfect. That's, yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about the other scene then. Either Act 1, Scene 5, or Scene 7?
So my struggle is, it's about Lady Macbeth. Mm-hmm. She's either the come you spirits that tend to mortal thoughts and sex me here, so on and so forth. So that scene, which is, you know, maybe 15 lines. Or a little bit later... Or a bit earlier, where it's just after she's read the letter. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of just talking about what she must do. So it's shorter, more compact, though, enough metaphorical and figurative language that I could work with in terms of what she needs to do. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of it is what she was talking about on sex me and the cruelty she needs. There's just a lot of dark imagery going on as well. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if it's about masculinity per se, and then I gotta deal with Lady Macbeth, but she's not a man, and concepts of masculinity in relation to the poster, that's worrying me.
Okay. Because you think it's going to be too difficult and complex in the space of time, you've got to deal with these issues to be able to explore it.
So I've got to deal with this extract, and then I've got to deal with the whole, mm-hmm. but I'm dealing with both Lady Macbeth and Macbeth, where I think if I just had one character, mm-hmm. I could do it. Now, granted, that happens with Lady Macduff and Macduff, but it's on the same topic. Mm-hmm. And I'm not dealing with gender. I'm dealing with all about him as a dad. Mm-hmm. So I think that's okay. So yeah, talking to you. I think I'm going to make a final decision. I'm going to work with Act 4, Scene 2. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work with this poster. Perfect. And so I'm going to look at identity of fatherhood.
Okay, perfect. And there's your next steps, right? Now that you've got that kind of narrowed down a little bit, what do you think you got to go away?
I need a question or a thesis, something to, like, frame me, because I don't know what, like, I'm just talking out of my head right now. Mm-hmm. And I think I need to annotate the passages, because I haven't done so yet, so that I can have a full understanding. And maybe get, like, not the IB outline, not yet, but to get the rough outline of what my arguments are.
Okay, perfect. And the only thing I'd say here at this point is that, you know, be as detailed as you want to be. Really explore that section in depth and your thinking, because we can always condense it down later. I think it's easy to do that than move the other way.
Right? So you're saying more is better?
I think more is better at this point, yeah, because then we can talk again later about how you can distill it down to what you think is most crucial and essential to explore.
All right, thanks, Mr. Valentine.
Okay, pleasure, Tim.